Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nyingar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vibe Coding Mastery by Jen Yega is a practical guide to contemporary software creation in an environment shaped by generative AI, low-code platforms, and conversational development tools. Marketed as a 5-in-1 resource, it focuses on rapid AI-powered prototyping, creative developer workflows, code by conversation, low-code empowerment, and a future-oriented builder mindset. The book sits in the applied technology and software development genre, but its intended audience is broader than professional programmers. It addresses beginners, experienced developers, product creators, and non-technical builders who want to move from ideas to working prototypes with less friction. Its central purpose is not to teach one programming language in depth, but to explain how AI assistants such as ChatGPT, GitHub Copilot, and other large language model tools can become collaborative partners in design, coding, refactoring, and experimentation. The emphasis is on speed, accessibility, iteration, and adapting development habits to a changing tool landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI is a co-creator for faster movement from idea to prototype. One of the central topics of Vibe Coding Mastery is the shift from treating AI as a passive search tool to treating it as an active development collaborator. The book presents rapid AI-powered prototyping as a way to reduce the distance between an initial concept and a usable software artifact. This does not mean eliminating technical judgment. Instead, the reasoning behind the approach is that large language models can generate starting points, suggest architectures, draft interface logic, explain unfamiliar APIs, and help identify errors faster than a builder working alone from a blank screen. The practical value is greatest in early-stage exploration, where the cost of testing an idea is often more important than perfect engineering polish. By using tools such as ChatGPT and Copilot as co-creators, a developer can compare implementation options, refine requirements through dialogue, and iterate before committing to a final design. The book appears to position this workflow as especially useful for prototypes, internal tools, experiments, and creative software projects, where speed and feedback can matter as much as formal completeness. Secondly, conversational coding as a new interface between intent and implementation. The idea of code by conversation is a defining feature of the book. Rather than viewing programming only as manual syntax production, Vibe Coding Mastery frames natural language as an increasingly important interface for software work. In this model, the builder describes intent, constraints, desired behavior, errors, or refactoring goals. And the AI system helps translate those instructions into code or design suggestions. The significance is not merely convenience. Conversational coding changes who can participate in software creation and how experienced developers allocate attention. Beginners can ask for explanations while building, and experienced programmers can offload routine scaffolding, boilerplate, or comparison of alternatives. At the same time, the book implies that effective results depend on clear prompting, iterative clarification, and verification. Natural language does not remove ambiguity by itself, so the builder must learn how to specify, context, test assumptions, and challenge output. This topic matters because it treats coding as a dialogue around purpose and behavior, not only as line-by-line construction. Thirdly, creative development workflows built around flow, feedback, and experimentation. Vibe Coding Mastery also emphasizes the workflow conditions that make AI-assisted development productive. The book highlights creative dev workflows that encourage flow, fast feedback, and joyful experimentation. This focus is important because AI tools alone do not guarantee better output. A fragmented process can still lead to unclear requirements, untested code, and abandoned prototypes. The workflow perspective asks how a builder structures sessions, prompts, tool choices, testing loops, and review habits so that ideas can be explored without losing coherence. Fast feedback is especially relevant in AI-powered building because generated code can look plausible while still being incomplete or wrong. A productive workflow, therefore, needs quick execution, inspection, debugging, and revision cycles. The creative dimension also matters. When routine implementation becomes easier, more attention can move toward product shape, user experience, and alternative ways to solve a problem. The book stands apart from purely technical manuals by treating software creation as a creative practice that depends on environment, iteration rhythm, and cognitive momentum. Fourthly, low-code empowerment for builders beyond traditional programming roles. A major theme of the book is low-code empowerment. The use of simplified development platforms and AI assistants to widen access to software building. This topic reflects a broader change in the technology landscape. Many useful applications do not require a large engineering team or deep expertise in every layer of the stack. Low-code tools can help users assemble workflows, dashboards, automations, forms, and lightweight applications more quickly, while AI can help bridge knowledge gaps by explaining logic or generating supporting code. Vibe Coding Mastery appears to treat this as empowerment rather than replacement. Non-traditional builders can test ideas, automate tasks, or create prototypes without waiting for full engineering resources. Professional developers can also benefit by using low-code approaches for validation, internal operations, and rapid demonstrations. The limitation is that low-code systems may impose platform constraints, integration challenges, or scaling issues. The useful takeaway is therefore not that every application should be low-code, but that builders should choose the lowest friction path appropriate to the problem stage. Lastly, a next-generation explorer mindset that prioritizes adaptability over tool loyalty, the fifth major dimension of Vibe Coding Mastery, is mindset. The book promotes a next-generation explorer approach in which the builder is idea-first, agile, and less attached to a single language, framework, or tool. This is a practical stance rather than a vague attitude. In an AI-shaped development environment, tools change quickly, and rigid loyalty to one workflow can limit experimentation. An explorer mindset encourages builders to evaluate technologies by how well they help express, test, and refine an idea. It also supports language-agnostic learning, because AI systems can help explain syntax and patterns across different ecosystems. However, this mindset still requires discipline. Exploration without evaluation can produce scattered projects, fragile code, or over-reliance on generated output. The productive version combines curiosity with verification, documentation, testing, and awareness of trade-offs. The book is distinctive in presenting mindset as part of technical capability. It suggests that future-ready development depends not only on knowing tools, but on learning how to adapt as the tools themselves evolve. In conclusion, Vibe Coding Mastery is best suited for readers who want a practical orientation to AI-assisted software creation rather than a deep textbook on one programming language or framework. Curious beginners can use it to understand how modern tools reduce the intimidation of starting a software project. Experienced developers may find value in its focus on workflow modernization, conversational coding, and faster prototype cycles. Product creators, educators, consultants, and technically curious professionals may also benefit because the book treats AI and low-code tools as ways to test ideas with less dependence on traditional development. Pipelines. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers think about when to use AI for scaffolding, exploration, refactoring, explanation, and iteration. Its intellectual benefit is a clearer view of coding as a collaborative, language-mediated process shaped by human intent and machine assistance. Compared with many books in the AI coding category, it stands out through its combined structure. It does not appear to focus only on prompt engineering, only on copilot usage, or only on low-code platforms. Instead, it links prototyping speed, creative workflow design, conversational interaction, low-code access, and adaptive mindset into one broad framework. That breadth makes it especially useful as a map of the current AI development frontier. Though readers seeking advanced engineering depth may need more specialized resources afterward, if you would like to support Genyega, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.